Hi, this is Sarah Wilson, the Associate Site Editor for the Storage Media Group. Today I'll be speaking with John Webster, a senior partner at Evaluator Group, to learn what Hadoop is all about. Hi, John, how are you?
Great.
So where it stands now, what do you think are some of the main problems with Hadoop?
Well, you know, aside from this lack of, I think, on the enterprise IT side, of really understanding what it is and how to use it, which I think will change probably fairly quickly over time. There are some, people point to single points of failure in Hadoop. There are two different types of nodes, a name node and a data node. If a name node goes down, the cluster essentially goes down, and that's been identified as a single point of failure. But the Apache Software Foundation, that runs the or does the open source version of Hadoop, is addressing that problem. They've got a failure over mechanism now in the latest version of Hadoop that's now in beta. And then there's some other alternative distributions out there that can do active-active failure over for name nodes. So that's coming along. That problem is getting solved. I mean, one of the things that I think enterprise IT people look at and sort of shake their heads about in disbelief is the fact that, Hadoop typically makes, by default, three full copies of data on ingest. So you take a file, you write it to disk, and then it's replicated twice, once within, let's say, the rack that serves a number of nodes in the cluster, and then one that could span racks. So you have three full copies of data, one primary and two fallback. And so, you can load a lot of data into Hadoop, but, just think that every time you load a file, you're multiplying the capacity requirement by three. There is no concept of RAID, for example, in Hadoop. So the copies are there for failure mode. So you can fail over to one of those copies. That's one of the things that I think enterprise IT has difficult understanding. The other is the fact that in order to scale capacity, in other words, to add new capacity, storage capacity to an Hadoop cluster, you do it by adding data nodes. And data nodes also have, a certain complement of compute power, CPU. But you're really adding the data node for capacity as opposed to CPU power. But, as you scale up to 500, maybe 1,000 node clusters, the utilization of CPU actually goes down to single digits. So CPU in any given data node could only be utilized 4 to 5% in some of these very large clusters. And so the enterprise sort of sees that as server sprawl and sort of wonders if there's a way to disaggregate the addition of storage capacity from CPU capacity, so you can scale the two independently. And so there are ways coming out that you can do that as well.
IT pros are obviously aware of these difficulties, so then why do we still hear so much about it, and has it improved since it first came about?
Well, it's absolutely improved, and it continues to improve and will be improved. There's significant demand for Hadoop in the enterprise, and that is because it can do things that a traditional data warehouse or traditional computing structures can't. I mean, it's got lots of performance at large scale and at low cost. Those are three things the enterprise would love to have. Just got to work the bugs out. But once that happens, I think you'll see it really proliferate in production environments. Again, it's a question of what kinds of applications you're going to run on it. But, I think all that gets worked out in the next 2 years. Mm-hmm.
So bottom line, how necessary do you think Hadoop is for big data environments? And if you didn't want to use Hadoop, what might some alternatives be?
Well, the alternative there are, let me answer the first question, or the second question first. I mean, there are and have been some alternatives out there, that live in the SQL community, MySQL, NoSQL, NewSQL. You can program parallel processing clusters in those languages and use those databases, and you can do some very scalable analytics, as an alternative to Hadoop. So, there are definitely alternatives out there. But just to give you an example of, the power of Hadoop, I was talking this morning to a financial services company that, has five divisions, and each one of those divisions has its own set of records on 32,000 companies that they follow. And what this company wanted to do was it wanted to go through all of the records it had on all 32,000 companies that it watches to look for little signs of trouble, little red flags, both in financial results, in text data that is submitted to the SEC, lots of different kinds of places, structured, unstructured, etc. And they figured that they tried to do this in their traditional computing platforms and came to the conclusion that it would, to do the kinds of things they wanted to do, it would take months. So they put up an Hadoop cluster, and not a very large one, and found out that they could do what they wanted to do in about 30 minutes and on 3 terabytes of compressed data, which is, that's pretty powerful. To go from an application that you, think would take months on their standard platforms down to 30 minutes, That's like make or break. It's like, okay, we can't do this application, now we can with Hadoop. I mean, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about people doing things that they just couldn't do before.
Okay, well, that wraps up the podcast. So thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Yeah, of course. And for more information on Hadoop and big data, be sure to visit searchstorage.com.